Welcome, everybody. Tonight is call number 6, which is the last call in this series. And I'm so happy to have gone through this course with everybody. And I've had some really good comments from people about some of the things that they've learned about themselves and some of the weight loss they've experienced, some of the emotions that have come up that they weren't expecting. I think whether you're new at tapping or you've been doing it for a while, it's always very interesting to see what kind of emotions come up for you and where things come from and what kinds of things those might trigger. And as I was thinking about that, I know we have focused a lot on weight loss and food and the role that food plays with our weight as well, but I did want to take a moment to just remind everybody that although food and weight loss is a really important part, the food is very important, it's sometimes worthwhile to pay attention to the other things that are going on in life as well. And for example, if you are having a lot of stress in a relationship, or you're having some financial stress or some stress about a job, those things might actually be contributing to your weight as much as the emotions surrounding food, but you might not necessarily think of it as something that is responsible for weight or for overeating. But it very often happens that when we start to do some tapping, some other issues come up, and sometimes what happens is people say, oh, well, that's not related to my food or to my weight, and so we don't have to deal with that. But as it turns out, that may be very much related to a person's food or weight. So really reminding people to keep an open mind about some of the issues that may be just affecting your overall stress levels or your energy levels and so on, and that those may indeed directly or indirectly contribute to weight things. And if you have any questions or comments at any point in time, remember that you can press *6 and raise your hand and ask a question. So before we get on too much further, I know I had a couple people ask me about different food things and what they were supposed to do with food, which is always a really good question. We have been following basically a low-carbohydrate, minimally processed, gluten-free, for some people dairy-free, nutrition plan that includes lots and lots of healthy fats and fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and so on. And for many people, I've been hearing really good results about how they're losing weight and feeling better. And that is all very positive. And then sometimes some questions come up from people, probably from 3 or 4, maybe 5 people, as to when do we introduce things back in or what do we do next. And so if you have a question about that, go ahead and press *6 and raise your hand, and let's answer that directly. If you're wondering what type of things that you might want to put back into your diet, or if you're happy to leave your diet as it is, any questions or comments related to the actual food part of the diet? Is everybody doing okay not having very much pasta and rice and bread and crackers? Or is anybody having a huge craving for any of those foods? Is there anything that you are especially missing that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till this is over so I can have that particular food? And I know last time someone shared that they did eat a lot of a food that had a lot of gluten and wheat in it and basically had kind of an adverse reaction that sent them spiraling. And so certainly those kinds of things can happen. Has anybody else had an experience or something they would like to share about how they've been feeling on these foods? Everybody must be feeling really, really good. I know that for myself, when I eat foods like this, I tend to have more energy levels. I don't crash in the middle of the afternoon. I did participate in eating a few too many carbohydrates in the form of cookies and some bread. And then I, later on in the night, definitely noticed that I was having some GI issues and actually even some pain and some uncomfortable feelings in the gastrointestinal tract. So it was pretty obvious what was going on there. Okay. Well, as far as food goes, what I would like people to do, what I'm encouraging people to do, is to stick with this type of a program as much as possible. And yes, that means sticking with fruits and vegetables and proteins and healthy fats, and really looking at avoiding some of the refined carbohydrates, the bread, the pasta, cereals, crackers, and so on. Because, for one thing, if it's working for you, that's really good. And most of the people that I've been talking to have been feeling full on these types of foods, and their energy levels are good, and they're losing weight. And so then you might ask the question, why would you want to put some of those other foods back in? And the answer may be a little bit surprising, and sometimes it's a little bit more of an emotional connection than what we're aware of. So very often what happens on traditional diet programs is that you deprive yourself of a particular food and you can't wait until that program ends and then you get to have that food again. But in reality, the foods that we have been giving up and choosing not to have are the ones that aren't serving us very well anyway. And so overall, it would be great if we didn't consume very much of them in the future. But if there's an emotional attachment, then it's going to be something that we're going to want. And today I actually worked with a person who, it was a man actually, who has been doing well with his program. And I asked him if he was having any struggles with food. And he said, well, no, except for chocolate. But chocolate's okay. And I just have willpower and I'll just have a little bit and I won't worry about it. I can be strong and I'm just really aware of it. But when we started talking more, he actually said, well, you know, actually, I love chocolate. I really love chocolate. And sometimes I think about it, and I'll stop at the store and buy a bag of it. And he goes, but I'm fine. I just need to stay away from the store and not do that. So he kept saying all of these things that basically were letting me know that he had this passion for chocolate, this relationship. And so I asked him if we could do some tapping on it. And he was actually a little bit resistant at first, like, oh, no, I think I'm okay. We don't really need to do any tapping. And then he said, okay, that's fine. He goes, but I can stop my chocolate, right? So we started to do some tapping on the chocolate. And his first memory of chocolate was at Christmas when he was a very young boy. And he got chocolate from Santa and from his mom. And the love that he felt at that time was tremendous. It was such a wonderful feeling. You could just see it in his whole body as he remembered what the chocolate was like and what the memory was like and so on. And he actually had tears in his eyes and was a little bit stunned at how emotional he was about it and how much of a feeling that chocolate evoked in him, or the memory of that. And then we went on to talk about a few more times where he had received chocolate and how it made him feel loved, basically, and then he would go and buy chocolate on purpose for that feeling. But it wasn't until we actually did some tapping where he realized that he had quite an emotional attachment to the chocolate. But the good news is, by the time we were done doing the tapping on that, I asked him what his craving was for chocolate and what would he do if there was chocolate sitting in front of him right at that point in time, and he said actually that passion, that feeling was gone, that if there was some chocolate, maybe he would be inclined to eat some, but that he didn't really feel like he needed it anymore, and that he realized that what he was really looking for was the emotion and the feeling that was connected to that chocolate. So I thought that kind of summed up maybe what we've all been going through over these last 6 weeks as we take certain things out of our diets. And then if I ask you tonight to continue to do that, just notice what emotions come up for you. So pausing for just a moment and thinking, as I say, okay, everybody, we're going to keep going with this, and I'd like you all to refrain from having foods that contain gluten in them, and stay away from sugars, and let's stay with our proteins and our avocados and our fruits and vegetables, and notice what happens. If you have any feelings that come up, or if you have any physical symptoms or signs that come up for you. And I would love some feedback on this. If anyone would press *6 and just share with us if any anxieties or any emotions come up when I said, let's stay on this detox and keep all of those things out of your diet. Well, it would probably help if I turn the Q&A on. Let me start that again. So if you raise your hand, you probably would have to raise it again. But press *6 if any of those words cause some emotion in you. Of me saying, really, everybody stay on the detox. Don't have any more bread and pasta and rice and cereal. And keep having your smoothies. And we're going to do this at least for another 6 weeks or 12 weeks, or maybe we'll just do this for the rest of our lives. And notice what's happening in your body or in your heart or if any emotions come up. Is everybody feeling pretty okay about doing that? Any feelings whatsoever about that? Okay, I don't want to have to call on somebody. But if you have an emotion, press *6, or if you have a thought about that. I know that when I first started thinking about eating different foods like that, I definitely had a lot of different emotions come up. And some of them were scary. It's like, oh, I wouldn't be able to have this particular food or that particular food again. And it was a little bit disturbing. I'm going to turn this off on mute here. Hold on just one moment. Okay. And I have everybody off of mute. Can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. I'm going to go back on to mute here. I turn the Q&A back on. Okay, so last chance for someone to share some emotions about continuing the detox or seeing if there are questions about different foods they can add back in. Some gluten-free versions of the foods, some sugar, some treats. How is everybody feeling about all of that? You're a quiet, shy kind of group tonight. It must be the snow. We've had our crazy weather, so. Okay, good. Here's someone. Thank you. Thanks for raising your hand. And go ahead, you're unmuted.
Yeah, I've actually been on kind of a detox myself last month. I had surgery, so I couldn't eat for a week, just liquids. And then the second week was just soft, and so then the second week was pureed, and the third was were soft. So I've actually had a very severe, right at first, feeling, emotional feeling, because I could not physically eat the things that I felt like I needed.
Yes.
And I did make it through the 4 weeks, and I'm now adding back into my diet. I'm trying to diet. So I was not on the actual detox you guys were until now. I've started to put the recipes into my diets, and I'm liking them.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's not.
Okay. Sometimes
but
that does
I'm really but I'm when you say for the rest of your life, I kind of think, oh man, that's a long time.
Okay,
not to have a piece of pizza or a taco, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really crave a particular food. It's just, I don't know, I guess it's probably just some comfort, you know, that I think I need to have. So that's kind of what I'm feeling. I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now, but and I'm not totally on the complete detox because I still am having a few things once in a while, but I'm not
sure.
Eating as much either because, of course, my stomach is not as big as it was because they kind of shrunk it up a little bit when they did the surgery. So, and I am losing weight, but then that's just because I'm not eating like I used to. So I'm hoping to keep that.
Well,
but I'm just worried about the emotions.
Yes. Well, and I remember actually, for those of you, I won't reveal who's actually on the line, but we met a few weeks ago after you had your surgery, and very shortly afterwards, and you were definitely having some strong emotions and some fears because it was scary. And do you mind me using your story as a little example here?
That's okay, yeah.
Okay. It was a little bit scary for you because what happened to this caller is that she was basically forced into doing a detox of some sort, of having puree and liquids and so on because of surgery. And it wasn't necessarily by choice that you couldn't have those foods at first. It was just the way that it was. And that triggered, I think, a bunch of fears like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to be able to eat again? But then when we did some work, we actually discovered that there were some fears about not being able to have those comfort foods. Do you remember that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So you were into basically a forced detox, and you couldn't have cheated if you wanted to because you probably would have gotten sick. It definitely brought up a lot of strong emotions. And so we did some tapping on that, which I think helped at that point in time. I'm curious to find out now, for the emotional attachment, when you say that you might like to have a taco or a piece of pizza or something, you know, we can still have those types of foods. But the difference is, do you feel like you would be able to go out and have a taco and really enjoy it and be mindful and taste it and then be okay with it and to stop and not have to have lots of tacos or half of the pizza or be obsessing about, oh my gosh, when am I going to get that particular food?
I think that I probably couldn't be able to stop at one,
mm-hmm.
but maybe two. I could stop at two. Just because
tacos are small.
My mindset now is I just don't want to eat too much because it makes me very uncomfortable because of the physical limitation. But I think that the taco and the pizza, I don't think it's really taco and pizza so much as it is. I just want to get my teeth into something really good and solid.
Okay, maybe even just solid foods.
Yeah, something really, you know, really gives my taste buds a nice burst or something. I don't know.
Okay. In the past, what was your favorite comfort go-to food? Something with some carbohydrates in it. What would you? Was it pasta?
I do have an emotional pasta.
Uh-huh.
I do like that. And Mexican food.
Okay. And when you think about pasta now, is it at the same intensity as it was a few weeks ago?
No. No. It's
okay.
Not.
Okay, so I think that's one of the key differences because when you came in, if I'm recalling correctly, pasta was on the list of, oh my gosh, I'll never be able to have pasta again.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some tapping on that, and I was hoping that through that tapping we we decreased that emotional connection to the pasta, and that you realized you had other, there were still other foods, or you had other ways to take care of yourself, I think is actually what it came down to.
I think that was, the main way I took care of myself was going to food. I realized that, and so it was like a light bulb coming off that afternoon, because I also said, hey, exactly what it is. I'm taking care, I used to take care of myself by going to food, but now I couldn't.
Yes.
Because I was on restrictions.
Yes. Good. I actually was hoping you would remember that. So for the rest of you on the line, the big issue, the thing that triggered her the most was because of this forced detox, she couldn't have pasta or some of her favorite comfort foods, and that was how she took care of herself. So how in the world was she going to take care of herself if she couldn't have those foods? Which is what the whole emotional connection is about. If we are so used to take care of ourselves with those foods and we can't have them, then what the heck are we supposed to do? So then we did some tapping and helped you feel more safe on that and realize that you're taking care of yourself in other ways and so forth and so on.
Right. Yep.
Good. So in that case, then, if you decide that you'd like to have a taco or a couple of tacos, chances are you would be able to eat those and enjoy those and have that be okay, because mm-hmm. you don't have quite the emotional connection that you had before, like with the pasta and so forth. I think you're going to be great.
Yeah, and having a smaller stomach helps too, because I don't want to stretch it out, so I try and limit.
Yes, but you know what's interesting? You say that, and say, you know, if you had a smaller stomach because of surgery, or sometimes people will have a lap band or a gastric bypass, and so they'll say that they don't want to eat extra food because it's uncomfortable. But the reality is that unless a person has dealt with the emotional issues, there are ways around all of that. There are ways around the gastric bypass mm-hmm. and the lap band. You can drink your calories. You can spread them out over the day. And if there's emotional eating going on, there's still going to be emotional eating going on despite having that that bypass or that surgery.
Well, and that happened before, even before the surgery. You think, oh, I'm so full. But yet you eat anyway, and then you think, why did I do that? I'm full.
Right.
Why did I do that?
Being full is not usually a reason that many people stop eating.
No, I guess it's the diet pills. This will make you less hungry. Well, that is not why we eat.
Exactly. So what good is that going to do? Yeah. So good. Well, thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments on food? You can go ahead and press *6. And while you're doing that, I will say that I know I've had some people ask me about having some bread just because they miss maybe having a piece of toast with an egg or a sandwich and so on. And if you feel pretty comfortable that there's not a huge emotional connection that you need to work on, then I would suggest that you would try a gluten-free version of the bread. Just because there are still so many people that are having sensitivities to wheat, that the gluten-free version might actually be a better choice when it comes to bread, crackers, and so on. And quite honestly, the taste is different. Many gluten-free products are not quite as tasty, and they're different than what we're used to, so I think there's even less of an emotional attraction to those foods because they're a little bit of a substitute for what we've been used to. So I would encourage people to enter cautiously into the world of some gluten-free products. Don't go crazy with those because they just contain carbs as well. And experiment with that if you're looking to put a few more carbohydrates back in. But please do pay very close attention to how you feel when you add in those carbohydrates and make sure that they don't become an emotional thing as well. Okay. Any other questions or comments on the food part? Okay. What we're going to do now is a little visualization and a little meditation and relaxation exercise. And I was planning on having our next class focus on this, and I still am. I'm just going to have to delay it by a week or two because I wanted to have some music background for these meditations and visualizations. And I did find the music that I like, but getting it recorded and having the voice and the music coming together was a little bit more complex than I had anticipated. And so, and I spent the entire weekend making some gluten-free muffins and cookies, and so I got a little bit distracted in the kitchen by that. So we're still going to have a follow-up class where we'll be doing some visualizations, meditations, and so on, but I had to postpone that by a couple of weeks, and so I will keep you all informed of that. But in the meantime, what I wanted to do was to go through some visualization tonight just to create a little bit more body awareness for everybody and to find out so that you can tune into how you're feeling about things. So if you would all please just close your eyes and let's everybody take a couple of deep breaths in, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Good, and taking another deep breath in. And breathing out. And one more time, take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And this time when you take a deep breath in, I would like you to notice on a scale from 1 to 10 how full you can feel that breath going in. Are you filling up your lungs all the way and that would be a 10? Or are they filling up partway, halfway, and that would be a 5? So go ahead and take another deep breath in and just rate how full you are able to fill your lungs. On a scale of 1 to 10. And now what I would like you to do is to tap on the karate chop point with either hand. Tap on the opposite hand with that karate chop point. And again, take another deep breath in. And notice if you can feel those lungs just a little bit more fully. And then continuing to tap on the karate chop point, take another deep breath in, and breathe out. And again, noticing the number that you're at. If you were at a 5 or a 6, maybe you're now at a 7 or an 8. And then continue to tap on that karate chop point, and take another deep breath in, and breathe out. And one more time, continuing to tap on the karate chop point. Take another deep breath in. And out. Okay, and just noticing for yourself, I'm guessing that most people were actually able to breathe a little bit deeper and fill their lungs more completely when they were doing some tapping on the side of the hand. And this is another really great tool for relaxation, for calming down cravings, or for reducing stressors. And it's actually a pretty good one to help you sleep or to fall asleep or to get back to sleep. And what's happening is you're basically just tapping on one of the main points. And by doing so, you are, again, decreasing your cortisol levels and raising your serotonin levels, which is going to relax your entire body and then allow you to breathe more deeply, which then in return relaxes you even more and allows you to breathe even more deeply and feel even more relaxed. So it's positive all the way around. Always taking deep breaths in is a good idea for relaxation, but if you can add in the extra component of doing some tapping, it can take you to a whole nother level. All right, so now that everybody is very calm and relaxed, just take another deep breath in and breathe out. And some of you are familiar with this next exercise, but I would like you to imagine a very bright, white, healing light that is radiating from above. And you can let this light be the energy of the sun, or the universe, or a spiritual power for you, whatever is the most appropriate for you. Just allow that light to radiate from above and enter through the top of your head, like a column of light. And as that light enters, allow little beams of light to reach out and touch each and every cell in your body, starting at the top of your head, reaching out and touching each of the cells in your mind, your eyes, and your nose, and your mouth, moving its way down to the area of your throat. And noticing here as we pause at the area of your throat, thinking about yourself and the journey that you've been on for the last few weeks, how you're feeling about life, things in general, notice what is going on in the area of your throat. Is this light able to reach out and touch each and every one of the cells? Are there any blocks in the area of the throat? Is there any darkness? Any constriction? And what we're looking at here is actually the throat chakra. It's an energy center that is around the throat area. And sometimes when the throat chakra is blocked, or we can't allow it to receive healing energy, it can be a symptom of not being able to speak our truth, to be honest with ourselves, or to say things that we would like to say, or maybe to say things in a different way so that they don't come across as negatively. So just noticing any blockages, any negativity that may be in the area of the throat, and very gently but firmly allow the healing light energy to reach out and touch and heal each of the cells in the area of your throat. Just allowing this area to experience peace and balance. And then taking a deep breath in and breathing out. And now moving on to the area of the heart. Allowing the white healing light, little rays of light, to reach out and touch each and every cell in the area of your heart. Notice if there are any holes in your heart, any dark spots, any negative areas, any fears. Just honoring those, letting your heart know that you're okay. Paying attention to the area of the heart for relationships, love, not even just love from others, but also love for yourself. Just listening to what's going on in the area of your heart, Is there still a little bit more work that needs to be done in taking care of your heart and in loving yourself? Knowing that one of the things that we talked about in this class is that sometimes we believe that if we would just lose weight, we will be happy. But in reality, what really needs to happen is that we are happy and therefore we can lose weight. So listening to your heart, letting your heart know that it's okay to love yourself and that it's okay to be happy right now. We don't have to wait until we are at a certain goal weight or until we lose any weight whatsoever, that we can love ourselves, we can love our hearts and ourselves right now. And allow the healing, loving light coming from your energy source to enter your heart and bring with it peace and balance and love. And then let's take another deep breath in and breathe out. And now moving on to the area of your solar plexus, kind of to your gut, and noticing what is happening with the area of your gut. Are you feeling confident? Are you feeling calm? Are you at peace? Just listening and honoring the emotions that you are feeling. And then allowing the healing, loving light to reach out and touch each and every cell in the area of your gut, in your solar plexus. Building your confidence, building your self-esteem. And then taking another deep breath in and breathing out. And now moving on to the area of your abdominal region, actually right to the area where many of us carry some extra fat, and just trusting for a moment that it's okay to listen to your body, to listen to what is going on in this abdominal region. What are your fat cells feeling? What kind of emotions are there? Is there anger, hatred, disgust, fear? Very often there are very many negative emotions in the area of our abdominal region, especially surrounding our fat cells. And the thing to remember here is that it's very hard for our bodies to respond in a way that's helpful to us, basically if we hate our bodies. So if the emotions that are there in that abdominal region and the abdominal fat is mostly anger and shame and guilt and frustration, allow the healing white light to reach out and touch each and every cell in the abdominal region. Bring with it peace and balance and love. Your body has served you to the best of its ability and continues to be there for you. And if there is weight gain or fat cells, remember that your body was just trying to do what was best for you. And thank your body for that. And give it love and healing from this light source. And then go ahead and take another deep breath in. And breathe out. And again, deep breath in. And breathe out. And just allow any tension, any negative energies and thoughts and emotions to simply melt away as you gradually relax and become more and more relaxed with each breath. And then continue to allow the healing white light that is radiating from above to continue to move down from your abdominal region, down through your hips and your thighs and the upper part of your legs, bringing with it peace and love and joy and balance. And allow that light to continue to move from the upper part of your legs down to the lower part of your legs, to the bottoms of your feet, down and out through the bottoms of your feet until you feel totally grounded and connected. And allow each breath that you take in to calm and balance your body even more. With each breath in, your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, your thoughts become lighter. As you shift even more into a state of stillness and relaxation, just honoring the state of your body at this moment in time. Your breathing is slow. Your heart rate is slow. You're feeling calm and relaxed. Comfortable, relaxed, and peaceful. And allow yourself to feel the healing white light, the love, the healing, the peace, and the balance. Know that at any moment, you can feel this calmness. You have this tool available. And then take another deep breath in. And breathe out. And again, deep breath in. And as you breathe in even more healing, white, loving light. And as you breathe out, releasing any leftover negative energies, thoughts, and emotions, releasing them out. And then breathe in again. And releasing the negative energy. Good. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes, taking a few moments, being kind and gentle to yourself, honoring that you just experienced a few minutes of self-care, practicing to love yourself, practicing to take time for yourself, practicing a calming technique, honoring that you honored yourself. And any questions or comments? If you want to press star 6, unless everybody's asleep, which is a possibility, go ahead and press star 6 and let me know what may have come up for you. Were you comfortable with all of the things that you felt in your body? Did you become aware of some things that you might want to spend a little bit more time on? Is everybody relaxed and peaceful? What did you notice about yourself during that time? Any questions, comments? I think somebody is trying to get onto my phone. Okay. I am going to take everybody off mute. Are you all out there?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, everybody is unmuted right now, so we're kind of on a little bit of a group call. How's everybody feeling?
Relaxed? Very relaxed. Very relaxed, yes.
Oh, good. The whole meditation that we did right there probably took about 6 minutes or so. But the effects that it has upon our physiology are great for our relaxation and de-stressing, raising our serotonin levels, decreasing our cortisol levels, and so on. I'm going to go ahead and put you guys back on mute for a second. Did anybody notice any emotions that came up? Was everybody pretty content with their bodies? Did you see some areas in your heart or in your throat or in your solar plexus area that need a little bit of extra attention? Is everybody just pretty relaxed? I know I'm very relaxed right now. Okay. Good. Everybody seems to be doing well. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and leave the Q&A on, but we are actually almost finished with tonight's call. So if you do think of a question, then please hurry and raise your hand by pressing *6. Otherwise, I think we'll wrap up by reminding everybody that, if possible, please continue with basically kind of the detox. You can add some things in and notice what is happening with your body. If you have questions, you can always still email me. I'm always available for that, and I love to hear from people. If you feel like you need to come in and do an individual session, of course, I'm always available to do that as well. And then in a few weeks, we'll either start another class or have some more guided meditations like this. What I'm really thinking is some sort of a guided meditation or visualization for the morning, something that you might be able to listen to first thing to get you charged up for the day, and then something for the evening, of course, for relaxation. But then another one for some fat burning to do some affirmations with some background music and some tapping. What I hear from a lot of people is that they love the tapping and that it's very effective, but they're not always sure what they should say or how they should do it. So my goal is to provide some tools that you would have at your fingertips. Maybe you would keep it on your phone and listen to it before you went to bed at night or first thing in the morning and so on and so forth. So if you have feedback about that, please send me an email and let me know what would be helpful for you. I would definitely appreciate that. And I'm going to go ahead and take everybody off mute again. Are there any last-minute questions or comments before we end for the evening? Everybody doing okay? All right. Well, I want to thank you all so much for being a part of this class. It was absolutely amazing, and I'm honored to be able to work with all of you. And if you do have questions, again, just email me or let me know. And otherwise, I know that I'll see all of you again, either in my office or somewhere in my future. And Thank you so very much. You are all amazing women, and thank you.